وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توها وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله. It's a bit difficult because la majorité c'est français and many of you are Farsi. Have you heard Farsi? Yes, Farsi is إن فكرة انتظار المهدي المنجي المنقذ هي فكرة آمنت بها الرسالات الإلهية وغيرها. ومن الحكمة أن يكون الإنسان من المنتظرين بالمعنى الإيجابي للانتظار، وأن يسعى أن يكون من الممهدين لظهور هذا المهدي المنقذ المنجي، فالقول والعمل ومساعد له في تحقيق الأهداف السامية المرسومة من الله سبحانه وتعالى، ألا وهي نشر العدل في الأرض ليكون حجة الله في الأراضين. الانتظار العنوان الكبير الذي يختزل كل طموحات الإنسان على هذه الأرض الإنسان المشدود إلى يوم الخلاص. الانتظار يعني الخلاص من أنظمة الاستكبار والهيمنة والاستعلاء، الخلاص من سياسات الإذلال والقهر والظلم، الخلاص من حوادث الرعب والخوف والحرب والدمار، الخلاص من عالم البؤوس والعناء والشقاء والمحن والفتن. فلن يعش الإنسان على هذه الأرض بلا هوية بلا كرامة، بل عزه بلا حرية بلا أمن بلا سلام، ولن يترك على هذه الأرض لا إلى نهاية يلهث وراء السراب الكاذب، وراء الشعارات الضيف والدجل والخداع. إن كل ذلك لابد له من نهاية، وستكون زمام الأمور ووراثة الأرض لعباد الله الصالحين وليس للأشرار والفجار والعصاة والمنحرفين والطغاة والمستكبرين. قال الله تعالى: ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. فقيادة هذا العالم في نهاية الشوط هي للمؤمنين المستضعفين. وقال الله تعالى: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. إذن النصر في نهاية دين الله الإسلام. وقال تعالى: ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. كل الديانات، كل النظريات، كل الإيديولوجيات، كل الأطروحات تسقط في النهاية، ويبقى دين الله القويم الإسلام المحمدي الأصيل. متى يأتي يوم الخلاص لكل الأرض، لكل الإنسان، لكل الحياة، لكل الدنيا؟ ذلك يوم يأتي النداء من السماء، والنداء ظهر قائم آل محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. ومهما طال الزمن ومهما اشتدت المحن ومهما ضاقت الأرض على المؤمنين، فيوم الخلاص آت ذلك وعدا غير مكذوب إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا إنه مصداق حي لقول الصادق المصدق صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لو لم يبقي من الدنيا إلا يوم واحد لطول ذلك اليوم حتى يلي رجل من أهل بيتي يواتي اسمه اسمي يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا كما ملأت ظلما وجورا. ليلة الجمعة ويوم الجمعة it has a lot of emphasis and the program should be different on a Thursday which is a Laylatul Jumu'ah wa Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Wa ta'aleem haqaza as-salat salatul maghrib fi Laylatul Jumu'ah lazim takhtalif min ayyam al-aatiyah. That is, in these 24 hours, that is from the Thursday which you start till the Friday, that is, from the Maghrib of Thursday till the Maghrib of Friday, the program should be different. It should be different. When you say your Maghrib prayers, تقرأون صلاة المغرب تختلف. مثلا, مستحب تقرأ سورة الجمعة في الركعة الأولى والركعة الثانية قراءة سورة الأعلى. وكذلك بعد الصلاة قراءة دعاء كميل قرأنا. وكذلك ليلة الجمعة
يوم الجمعة
صباح يوم الجمعة يستحب أن تقرأ دعاء النجبة بعد صلاة الجمعة. وفي عصر الجمعة دعاء السماط. وعندنا دعاء باسم صلوات أبو الحسن الزراب. والرواية تقول إذا أحد ما وفق لقراءة الصلاة في ليلة الجمعة أو لقراءة دعاء النجبة ودعاء السماط إذا قرأ هذه الصلوات أبو الحسن الزراب له ثواب كثير. وإذا أحد ما وفق لقراءة أحد الأدعية والصلوات يقول الرواية إذا تقرأ صلوات على محمد وآل محمد مئة مرة you have gained whatever you've lost in the past 24 hours. So for these 24 hours there is a lot of emphasis that has been given in the riwayat that we have. Among the things that we note that in the teachings that we have is the recitation of Dua al-Ahd بعد صلاة الفجر كل يوم وعندنا Dua al-Ahd وزيارة العهد. Dua al-Ahd شوي طويل وزيارة العهد قصير. وفي هذه الدعاء نقرأ اللهم إني أجدد له في سبيحة هذا اليوم وفي كل يوم لإمام العصر. And that is God, we renew on this day and on every day a covenant, a bayat, an allegiance that we have with the Imam of Time. Now what is this allegiance and where does it go to? If we look into the dua that we have, it is not as such that this allegiance it's been in this dunya. It goes back to the awalim قبل هذا الدنيا. There is an ayah in Quran which says that أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ when Allah has the proposal says that am I not your Lord? He says that this was done in the alam that was before this dunya and that is known as the alam al-zar or sometimes known as alam al-ast. Now when we say that Shia, it's not as such that Shias just came into existence all by themselves. Like mushrooms that pop up. Like a bang which took place and Shias were born. But says that there was a test which was taken in that alam that was there, or alam alast, And in that death, some were fast, some were quick. The first and the foremost who passed that test in that alam was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and who was given the opportunity of being the Prophet of Islam in this dunya. And again, if you look into the ziyarah that we have, for example, ziyarat yawm al-ahad, that is as-salamu alayki ayyatuha al-mumtahana imtahanaki alladhi qabla an yakhluq. But this exam was taken from her before she was born, as if there's been something. Now, ulama, they list as many as 30 awalim before this dunya. Now, what those awalim are, we don't know. No one knows. And there have been ulama. Now, many a times what happens is that we do a sin in this dunya and we ask Allah to forgive and for tawbah. But there have been people who say that, God forgive me, I don't know what I have done in the past, in those awalim before this dunya. So that tawbah, some of them have it in that way. So as many as 30 awalim have been listed before this dunya. Now, there have been awalim in the mother's womb before we came, we stepped into this world. But in any case, in that test that was given, that proposal was posted before everyone. Some accepted, some declined, some accepted, some denied. Among the animals that accepted that proposal, they were made animals that were halal for mu'mineen to consume in this dunya. Among those plants, those trees who accepted that proposal, were made sweet. The fruit of that was made sweet for mu'mineen in this dunya. The same proposal was posted before the stones, and the first hajar, the first stone which accepted that proposal was aqiq, and which becomes mustahab for mu'mineen to wear aqiq in their hands. So, in whatever we have, the whole pivot is wilaya. Everything moves around wilaya, around mahabbat for Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. There is a hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, وَهُوَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ أَهْلَ زَمَانَ غَيْبَتِهِ الْقَائِلُونَ بِإِمَامَتِهِ الْمُنْتَظِرُونَ لِظُهُورِهِ أَفْضَلُ أَهْلِ كُلِّ زَمَانِ. That mu'mineen who are waiting, the people of the end of time, they are who accept the imamat of the imam, who are waiting for the Imam, أَفْذَلُ أَهْلِ كُلِّ زَمَانِ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى ذِكْرُهُ أَعْتَاهُمْ مِنَ الْأُقُولِ وَالْإِفْهَامِ وَالْمَعْرِفَةِ مَا صَارَتْ بِهِمْ غَيْبَةُ عَنْدَهُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ. And Imam then says that the reason for them being so great, that Allah has given them the intellect, given them the understanding, and then says that for them, Imam being ghaib, Imam being hazir, for them it makes no difference. It's all the same for them. Whether Imam is away from them or Imam is with them, because of that great caliber which they have, Imam talks to them about them so loud. Or for example, في رواية من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم هو قال اللهم لقني أخوتي. That, O God, make me meet my brothers. And then the Ashab, they say that, we are your brothers. Rasul says that, no, anta Ashab, you are my companions. My brothers, my Ikhwan, they are the people of the end of time. They are those who will have faith in me without me seeing them. They have those who have Iman in me without having. Now again, if you look into Quran, it's the same. Quran says that الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَالْمَعْسُومُ وَيَقُولُ غَيْبُ هُوَ الْحُجَّةُ الْغَائِبِ. And Imam Al-Asr, عَزَّلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَرَجَهُ الشَّرِيفِ. Now, again, the Prophet says that these people who will be in the end of time, they will be so firm in their religion, they will be so staunch in their religion, and it's going to be so tough for them, like clearing trees full of thorns in a dark night with a naked hand. How tough is that? For them, living in that end of time is going to be so difficult. And again, based upon that, they will still carry on and be steadfast with the faith and religion that they have. So, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ هُوَ الْإِمَامُ الْغَائِبِ كَمَا يَقُولَ الْإِمَامُ. Or elsewhere says that people of the end of time, mu'mineen, who have faith in the Imam, with that Iman in them, it's for them remaining on the Iman, it's like holding flares of fire in one's palm, and it's like the torches in the dark, and these people are the torches in the dark night. So people in the end of time, they are great. And for them, Imam and Rasulullah, he has talked very loud. Again, if you listen to the when Abu Abdullah is born, there is a hadith fi usul al-kafi wa ism hadith hadith lawh Fatima, and there says Jabir that when Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is born, I come to the house of Jabir al-Sadiq alayhi salam qala abi li Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari inna li ilayki hajatun fa mata yakhif alayk an akhlu bik fa as'aluka anha fa qala lahu Jabir ay al-awqat ahbabta fa khala bihi fi ba'd al-ayyam fa qala ya Jabir أخبرني عن اللوح الذي رأيته في يد أمي فاطمة عليها السلام بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وما أخبرتك به أمي أنه في ذلك اللوح مكتوب فقال جابر أشهد بالله أني دخلت على أمك فاطمة عليها السلام في حياة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فهنيتها بولادة الحسين ورأيت في يديها لوحا أخضر ظننت أنه من زمرد ورأيت فيه كتابا أبيض شبه لون الشمس فقلت لها بأبي وأمي يا بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما هذا اللوح يعني on the birth of Abu Abdullah Hussein Jabir he comes to the Prophet and to Hazrat Zahra and sees a tablet in her hand, a tablet and certificate like, which is embedded in with zumurrud, with rubies, with emeralds, and shining like sun in it. And he said, "What is that?" And she says that this is a lawh that is sent to me on the birth of Abu Abdullah from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through Jibreel. أعطانيه أبي ليبشرني بذلك قال جابر أعطانيه أمك فاطمة عليها السلام فقرأته واستنسخته فقال له أبي فهل لك يا جابر أن تعرضه عليه قال نعم فمشى معه أبي إلى منزل جابر فأخرج صحيفته من رقه فقال يا جابر انظر في كتابك لأقرأ عليك فنظر جابر في نسخته فقرأه أبي فما خالف حرف حرفا فقال جابر فأشهد بالله أني هكذا رأيته في لوح مكتوب يعني في اللوح بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا كتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم لمحمد نبيه ونوره وسفيره وحجابه ودليله نزل به الروح الأمين من عند رب العالمين أذن يا محمد أسمائي واشكر نعمائي ولا تجحد آلائي إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا قاسم الجبارين ومذيب المظلومين وديان الدين إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فمن رجا غيري غير فضلي أو خاف غير عدلي عذبته عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين And after that Allah introduces he, himself, he comes to the point where he says that who will be the Rasul after him and who will be his successor, and comes to this point and says, وَجَعَلْتُ حَسَنًا مَا عَدِنَا عَيْنِي. And I've made Hasan the source of my knowledge. بَعْدَ إِمْقَضَاءِ مُدَّةِ أَبِيهِ وَجَعَلْتُ حُسَيْنًا خَازِنَ وَحِيهِ. And I've made Hussein the Khazin and the treasurer of my wahi. And then continues with all the imams and comes to this point and says that حَقُّ الْقَوْلِ مَتَى مِنِّي لَأَكْرِمَنَّ مَثْوَى جَعْفَرَ وَلَأَسُرَّنَّهُ فِي أَشْيَائِهِ وَأَنصَارِهِ. And I will make Ja'far happy through his Shias. That is, he will please Imam al-Sadiq through his Shias wa awliya'ihi. But when he comes and lists the other Imam, then comes to the Imam of time, Imam al-Asr, says that وَأُكَمِّلُ ذَلِكَ بِإِبْنِهِ مِيمْ حَيْ مِيمْ دَالْ. Again, this is a teaching that we have, that when it comes to addressing the Imam of time, we don't name him with his name. Even in riwayat, when it comes to you to write the name of the Imam, the teaching is that you don't write the name of the Imam, which is M-O-H-A-N-N-A-D. Over here, Allah says, Meen Hay Meen Dar, which is Muhammad. Says, when it comes to the name of the Imam, don't write it, don't say it. It should be, that is the teaching. And then says that, when it comes to the sixth Imam, says that, لَا سُرَّنَّهُ بِأَشْيَاءِهِ وَأَوْلِيَائِهِ وَلَكِنْ هُنَاكِ يَقُولْ فَيَقُولْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَوْلِيَاءِ حَقًّا. يعني أولياء إمام العصر أولياء الله أولئك أولياء حقا بهم أدفع كل فتنة أمياء. That I will put away every fitna, every conspiracy through my أولياء. So when it comes to the Imam al-Sadiq أوليائه وأشيائه, but when it comes to the Imam al-Asr, he says that أولئك أولياء حقا, that I will put away every affliction, every bala through my awliya. Again, we have a riwayah which says that inna lil Hussein mahabbatan matnuna fi qulub al mu'minin, or elsewhere says that hararatun fi qulub al mu'minin, that it has a heat in the heart of mu'minin. Now, when it says matnuna, mahabbatan matnuna, how is that mahabbatan matnuna? Again, there is another riwayat where it says that Shi'atuna qad khuliqu min fadili tinatina wa ujinu binur al-wilaya, that our Shias, they were created with the leftover clay with which Ma'asumin were created, and that nur and that was mixed with the nur of wilaya. With reference to the Imam of time, as tomorrow is the day of Imam, says that the Ashab which we talk about, Wahum Talasamiya wa Talatala, 313 Ashab, which Imam will have in the end of time, but what about today? Al Yawm Aizan Indahu Ashab wa Awliya, and they are in an assembly of four groups. And these are people who serve and help the Imam. The first batch is the Awtad, the second batch Abdal, the third batch Nuqaba, and fourth it is Rijalul Ghayb. Well, and in these groups of people that are helping the Imam today, the first one is Awtad. Awtad, it has four members in the assembly. And then it's the Abdal, wa biha sab'at nafarat, wa fi Nuqaba 40, وَفِي رِجَالُ الْغَيْبِ 360 نَفَرْ. And all of them, they help the Imam today. From the Awtad, which are four, two of them are the Prophets, Prophet Khidr and Prophet Ilyas. And the rest are people like you and me who serve the Imam, who help the Imam. Now, the people in these four groups, Min Awtad, Abdal, Nuqaba, وَرِجَالُ الْغَيْبِ, if you look into the du'as that we have, for the month of Rajab, there says that Allahumma salla ala al-abdali wal-awtad. Allah sends salawat and salutations upon the abdal and the awtad, who are the circle of people who are in the service of the Imam. And these people are appointed by the Imam himself, and if there is a vacuum in that assembly of the Imam which exists, people from the lower stage, they elevate to the people in the higher stage, that is from the Rijal al-Ghayb to Nukhaba, from Nukhaba to Abdar, and from Abdar to Abdar. And that way, if there is a vacuum, there is a promotion. And when there is a shortfall in the assembly, all of it, one of the people like you and me, Imam, comes and appoints them and takes them, and they are added over into the assembly of the Imam. That's one. And again, we are said that we have to have a strong relationship with the Imam of time. For example, in Dua, in Ziyarat Jami'ah, we recite that وَأَنْتَمْلَأَ قَلْبِي نُورَ الْيَقِينِ وَمَوَدَّتِي نُورَ الْمُوَالَةِ, that you fill my heart with light of yaqeen, light of certainty and devotion and the light of friendship. Or else I say that وَبِمُوَالَاتِكُمْ عَلَّمَنَا اللَّهِ مَعَالِمَ دِينِنَا وَأَصْلَحَ مَا كَانَ فَسَدَ مِنْ دُنْيَانَا, that بِمُوَالَاتِكُمْ بِمُوَالَاتِ الْأَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ, that it is with this love that we have to Ahlul Bayt, عَلَّمَنَا اللَّهِ مَعَالِمَ دِينِنَا, Allah teaches us all our religion. وَأَصْلَحَ مَا كَانَ فَسَدَ مِنْ دُنْيَانَا, and all that is wrong and all that is not correct in our dunya, that too is corrected and compensated as a result of this mu'alat that we have with the Imam of time. Again, there is another hadith which says that when we fell ill, Imam and Ma'sumin, they totally are aware and know that we are in pain, that when we are grieved, they are hurt, when we are hurt, they too are hurt, when we are in pain, they too are in pain. And that is why it is said that فَكَانُوا هُمُ السَّبِيلَ إِلَيْكَ وَالْمَسْلَكَ إِلَىٰ رَضْوَانِكَ, that they are the path to you and the way to your pleasure. So, with Ma'asumeen, we have to have a relationship, especially on this Thursday and on a Friday, which is the day of Imam al-Asr, عَزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ فَرَجَهُ الشَّيْخِ. If you have any question, I think that will be more easier. Is that in the kum su'al mumkin ahsan wa ashal li iban?
لماذا لم نسمي الإمام ذات الله بإسمه بأي سبب؟
السبب هو تعليم من الله وتعليم من رسول الله. اسمه باسم الرسول. والرواية يقول إذا أردت من تسمي الإمام تسمي بألقابه, مثل الحجة, مثل القائم, مثل الغيب. والإمام عنده 180 اسم مكتوب في نفس المهموم للمحدث النوري.